When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like most important institutions, the New York Institute for the Humanities was born of crisis. New York was almost bankrupt in 1977. That summer, residents looted and burned stores during a blackout. A gunman calling himself the Son of Sam hunted young couples in Queens. New York University, too, fell on hard times and was forced to sell off its uptown campus. Amidst the chaos, NYU sociologist Richard Sennett had an idea. What if the university sponsored an event to call attention to the city's enduring intellectual vitality? President John Sawhill agreed to fund a conference on New York's 100 most influential intellectuals, and the New York Institute for the Humanities was born. In the 40 years since then, the Institute has been home to some of the city's most influential thinkers. Susan Sontag and Joseph Brodsky were among the first fellows. It has hosted public lectures by Nadine Gordimer, Michel Foucault, V.S. Naipaul, Oliver Sacks, Philip Glass, and Jürgen Habermas. By subscribing to the New York Institute for the Humanities podcast, you can have access to the Institute's past and present. Listen to new interviews with Rhonda Garalick on the women of Trump world, Ben Ratliff on musical virtuosity, and Ian Baruma on his life in Japan. In Women Critics, you can hear Melanie Rehack talk with Ruth Franklin about the power of the word. In the podcast Vault section, you will find Christopher Hitchens and James Fenton talking about memoirs, Susan Sontag on illness as metaphor, and Elizabeth Holtzman discussing impeachment. No matter where you live, you can become a de facto member of the New York Institute for the Humanities. All you have to do is subscribe to our podcast.